phase four of the DHMs. Once again, with Southwest Nebraska Public Health Department, you put the release out yesterday. Here we go. Phase four coming up.
Yeah. The governor had placed us into four different phases. We had been in phase three. I think we started phase three the last part of June. We've had a lot of people asking, when are we moving into phase four? And we talked to the governor's office last week, and officially we are moving into phase four August the 1st, so that'll be this Saturday.
Now, a lot of folks want to know between the differences, phase three and phase four. Myra, can you tell us?
Sure. We do, and I'm going to just preface that by saying we do have a difference between all of the phases. The state did make up a really easy-to-read guide, so it's on their website, but it's also on our website, www.swhealth.ne.gov. So the difference between between phase three and four, some of the businesses have been doing event plans. If you if you're having an event that's 500 plus people, you still continue to do the event plan. So I think there were some people thinking maybe they did not have to do event plans, and the event plans continue in phase four. Gatherings. So in phase three, it was at 50% indoors, and in phase four, it's at 75% outdoors or indoors. And outdoors, it moves from 75% to 100%. Now, I'm going to say one thing. You know, I have to get the public health spiel in there. Just because it says we can, is that something we want to do safely? So if you have a gathering going on, you're still going to want to think about doing your social distancing, wearing your mask as appropriate, frequent hand washing, staying home if you're sick. So that is always going to be in there. I think the biggest change in moving from three to four is with the hair salons, the barbers, the massage therapy, and the body art. They have been sitting at 75% of their occupancy. They can move to 100%, and they no longer are mandated to wear masks. Now, that, I think, was the only part of the entire phase three where masks were mandated, and so that has been removed starting August 1st for phase four. There's other changes that bars and restaurants may see. They no longer have to limit seating to eight in a party. It does open up self-serve buffets and salad bars. And in the health district, when we were trying to think through how many restaurants are there in our nine counties that are purely self-serve buffet, we could only think of two, and that was one in McCook and one in Ogallala. Now, we may have gotten off track in the count, but so for them, it helps restore some business. Remembering the virus is a droplet. It does survive on surfaces. Frequent hand washing, wear your mask when appropriate, and you do want to continue social distancing. So we're not going from a phase three to willy-nilly. We're saying do things at a local level that keeps you and your community safe. Let me see what else is in the directed health measures. It moves child care centers. It had the number of children per room based on age. It moves them firmly back into their licensure. And gymnasiums moves them from 75% to 100%. I think that's it, Rich.
Going back to like buffets and stuff like that with the food, do you feel like a lot of them, it's their choice. They don't have to go back to serving. They can still stick with what they're doing, can't they?
Correct. And I would still encourage, if you've already got it set up that maybe you don't have a buffet, maybe you're not using your salad bar in your restaurant, I would encourage you to continue doing that practice. I think it's a lot safer. The health department has been working really hard with the schools on their plans. And even though the directed health measure says we can have salad bars, I'm going to recommend to the schools, you do not want to have a salad bar at school. So that's going to be our recommendation. But it's up to each business. It's loosened things up a little bit more so that the business can make decisions, educated decisions, about how to keep their staff and their patrons safe.
Now, Southwest Nebraska Public Health is the third local health department in the state to move into phase four. The rest will be in phase three for another month, won't they?
Yes, unless they could change and move it up. Each health district will have that conversation with the governor's office to determine if they're going to move up sooner or later or what. That's up to them and the governor's office.
All right, that's the latest. Once again, starting this weekend, starting on Saturday, phase four reopening there, as Myra talked about, there's some differences, some changes going on, but the last week or so, since I know you had, we talked early in the week, Myra, and going back to last week, had the large amount of cases of the last couple of days. It's, knock on wood, it's been pretty good.
Yes, and the large number of cases in part were due to an outbreak in one county, and that is under control, and they are seeing people recovering from that. And we're getting more testing done, which is what we wanted to do all along. And as you do more testing, you're going to have more positives. The goal is not to overwhelm the healthcare system. And as I see more schools getting their plans written and ready for school opening, our community dial continues in the yellow. I think we're ready. We, Southwest Nebraska, was ready to move to the next phase to have some local control over how we keep our community safe.
I know Community Hospital Test Nebraska release came out yesterday, and we're going to be talking to Tricia Wagner coming up here in just a little bit, about 10 minutes or so. More dates. They're contracted for a couple of more months, and they've got a lot of dates set up here in the McCook area, Curtis and Trenton, for August, September, even in October as well.
Yes, they do. And if you're not able to make the one of those dates, if you go to the testnebraska.com website, you can look and see. I know the health department up in North Platte is doing Test Nebraska. Over in Furnas County, there's Mark's Pharmacy doing Test Nebraska, and Banner Health now up in Ogallala is doing Test Nebraska. So there are some local options. So if you can't make one of community hospital states, it might be one of the others. Scheduled times would work for you. So you just need to get on there and take a look at what works best for your testing needs.
I know this has been the main topic, number one on your board right now, but here pretty soon, I know you've been talking about, and maybe Melissa, we can get with her sometime soon on school's going to be starting with shots, immunizations. We haven't really got into it lately with West Nile virus. So we've got rain this morning. We're going to have some more hot weather. So those are some other things that's still being discussed, aren't they?
Yes, and Melissa has gone out and done a shot clinic up in Curtis. She was there, I believe, last week. She was up in Ogallala. She was in Culbertson. So she has been going out and doing shots. The rest of the public health programs, we're trying to get those back up and running, maybe not at 100% right now. The staff is trying to transition from focusing only on COVID to other programs. West Nile, that continues. That program, we've been trapping mosquitoes. Nothing has come up positive yet in those mosquito batches, but we've got trapping going on in Chase County and in Red Willow County. So all those other programs, we're still trying to keep moving forward, even through the COVID response.